The Navy is about to recompete contracts to run its next-generation enterprise network. This multi-billion dollar program manages the Navy and Marine Corps' intranet, and current contracts expire in 2018. This time, though, the Navy's experimenting with the way it goes about rewarding those follow-on deals. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
The Navy's getting its engine oiled, tuned, and ready to rear this spring. That's the Next Generation Enterprise Network, or NGEN. It's a contract that encompasses the gigantic Navy Marine Corps intranet in the United States and the Navy's OneNet outside the country. Taken together, the intranet is the world's second largest network behind our very own intranet. The Navy started contracting out the management of that network about 4 years ago, and now it's up for recompete. That recompete has turned a lot of heads, considering the contract totals about $3.5 billion. Here's Captain Michael Abreu, Program Manager for the Navy Enterprise Networks Program Office, to explain more about the contract.
So the NGEN contract that we're operating under today was a major paradigm shift for the Navy in terms of moving from contractor-owned, contractor-operated network services for NIPRNet and CIPRNet to government-owned, contractor-operated services. In the NGEN contract, the competition was run for the NGEN contract to be able to transition to government-owned, contractor-operated, so the Navy could more effectively compete the network, manage the network, and secure the network, and be more in charge, command and control the network, and have better network visibility. And by doing that, we saved about $1.2 billion over the FIDIC when we ran the NGEN competition. We transitioned to the NGEN contract in the 2014 timeframe, so it took us approximately 9 months to transition. We transitioned 3 months earlier than we originally planned to transition because we had an imperative. The old contract was $20 million more a month, more expensive than the new contract, so it behooved us to transition to the new structure as fast as we could. So we did that. All the while trying to minimize the effects that the transition had on the fleet and the Navy's ability to do their job and for us to serve the Navy's needs. So we did that with some degree of success, though some challenges along the way.
While that model has worked in the past years, the Navy wants an upgrade. They're looking for ways they can make the contract better, increase competition, and get better service. Managing the NGEN contract comes with a lot of responsibilities, from everything from hardware to network troubleshooting. Here's Abreu again on what the Navy's prioritizing in its newest recompete for the NGEN contract.
We have certain things that we're focused on and we've been focusing on very heavily for some time. Cybersecurity is number one. We have a heavy focus on cybersecurity. Innovation, new technology adoption for the Navy is key. And the third piece is really cloud adoption, right? That really wasn't available 3 or 4 years ago to any large extent for the DoD to consume. Now it is, right? So over the last couple of years, we've had tremendous rise in terms of cloud service providers becoming certified to host DoD level data. And now we're at the point where we can start moving data into the cloud and hopefully in a more affordable and at least as secure, if not more secure, environment than we have today. So those are key points for us moving forward as well.
The Navy thinks it can better its networks by involving more companies for smaller pieces of the contract. Instead of awarding one huge contract, the Navy decided it wanted to bundle some of the services together and contract them out that way. The Navy will release two requests for proposals in the spring for two different bundles. The first will be end-user hardware. That means the laptops, cell phones, and other devices that will use the Navy's network. The Navy wants the devices to be on a 3-year refresh cycle and will award the contract in the second quarter of 2018. The second contract will deal with the planning and executing of services and management functions to actually deliver the network to those end-user devices. The contract's called the Service Management Integration and Transport, or SMIT. SMIT involves eventually fusing the Navy Marine Corps intranet and OneNet into a single network. Here's Abreu on why the Navy decided to split up NGEN.
Really what it comes down to for us is really looking at what's executable and manageable every day on a day-to-day basis. And so you can break up any given large endeavor up into multiple contracts, right? So I could easily take this apart and say that I need 10 to 14 contracts to do the various pieces of the network business and the Navy's business. quite quickly that becomes unmanageable, right? So there's a strength in being able to look to one or two prime service providers to be able to have that single point of focus, to be able to work well together with them and make them responsible for providing those services at one or two contractors kind of level that's actually manageable. You could probably get to three or four and still be manageable. From a program management perspective, once you get beyond four or five, six or seven into that regime, depending on the scope and the magnitude of the effort, it can get quite unwieldy and very difficult. So the thought process for us was based on feedback from industry, based on feedback from Navy stakeholders, based on feedback from our team, from Navy senior leadership, in terms of what would actually be executable and manageable moving forward here.
By recompeting the contract and breaking it into two different contracts, that means the company currently running Engine may not be the same in 2018. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Services runs the contract right now. The Navy wants to minimize the time it has between contracts so there's no lapse in service. And that means the Navy needs a transition plan in case HPSC isn't the contract winner. Here's Abreu explaining those plans and what the Navy learned from the first Engine contract.
That is a consideration that we've been putting a lot of energy into as well. We did that for the Engine contract as well, right? Because HP had the contract, previous contract, continuity services contract, right? So we had to prepare for the event that some other vendor won the contract. And so we prepared for that with a transition plan, a set of transition requirements, such that if a new vendor won, the incumbent vendor would have to hand over responsibility in a controlled method over time to the new vendor, and we've done that here as well. And so we've learned from what we did in the past. HP won the Engine contract, obviously, but we had that plan in place to do that. One of the reasons we're able to transition much sooner was that we had the same incumbent vendor and we were able to accelerate our processes writ large. We learned some lessons from that as well, which we're also applying to their next transition for our Engine recompete, in that we believe we can transition even faster, even if a new vendor wins, right? So we have better understanding of our environment. We're in the government-owned contractor-operated space now. We weren't before, right? So we have to transition into that environment. So we're in that environment. We'll be in that environment for the recompete for the next vendor. So we believe there are lessons learned from the way we prepared previously for Engine.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.